time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are talking the power of love. And you know, as Elvis sang, there's a crazy little thing called love, but the real power of love in the sense of what you know, you see people do crazy things for love, or love can kind of cause crazy things to happen in the sense of maybe, you know, you hear survival stories of people being out and about, and I was stuck here for days, and all of a sudden I just had this thought in my mind of I couldn't let this certain person live, you know, without me or not have this to help them with, and all of a sudden they made it through.
Finding the will to live.
The will. Yeah, where maybe love and will are connected. What do you think?
Power of love.
Didn't Huey Lewis actually power of love? Isn't that another song?
Every time you say that, I think of the song. It's the power of love. There's a bunch of love songs, aren't there? By the way, what's your and Britney's? Did you have a song?
Our wedding song was, it was an Elvis song. Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Mm. Isn't this terrible? I know we had songs, but I can't remember what they were.
Well, that's just a blessing because you've been married a long time.
That is true. I've been married since 1995.
So see, Melanie can't even be that mad about
that. She can't, because maybe she can't remember either. I'm sorry, honey.
You know when she hears it, she'll look it up, so yeah, if you ask.
Yeah, well, you know what? Women, they remember those birthdays and anniversaries and all
something
those things.
Something you said to her back in 1991.
Absolutely.
When you were putting your coat on, going out the door.
To which I'll say, don't also forget that I say I love you every day.
That's right.
You know, what angle here, what perspective, what little slice of love do we talk about? I can't help but think about in contrast. I always think in contrast. You have a person in our life that means the world to us.
Yes.
And I am heartbroken for people that I know in my friendship circle who have lost that person.
Sure, lost that connection. Or
They died, or there was a divorce, but something.
Yeah, suffered loss.
Yeah,
in some capacity.
And so that loss occurred, and now they're lost as a person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, trying to find I mean, I almost feel like when you find that true love, it's almost like a connection of frequency per se. And I certainly can understand how when you are disconnected from that person you've shared all that time and experience with, how you would definitely feel lost.
I'm right-handed. I think I'm right-handed. And if I were to put my right hand in my pocket and not use it for a day, it would be an inconvenience. And that would be a gross representation of what we're talking about. These people, it's not an inconvenience. It's a loss. It's like, I think of it more like a stroke where part of your brain has been severed and it dies.
Kind of incapacitated. Yeah. And no longer able to use. Per se.
I mean, that's really, it's not an inconvenience. They're not functioning. Right.
Sure.
And my point is the power of love. We have often just kind of acclimate and accept and assume and expect that these people, my wife, your wife, will always be there and take it for granted until it's gone. And then my point is we don't realize, like right now, we probably don't fully realize the power, the love they have for us and we share with them, the impact it has on us and our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Because people get so comfortable and so used to feeling it that you're exactly right.
The other part of that too, you talked about the crazy things we do for love. I don't care who you are, what culture you come from, what your traditions are. Love is one of those things that's common to every person. We want it. We need it. We seek it. We sacrifice for it.
I mean, you even have the situations of people who are maybe even in relationship abusive relationships at times, but then there are times to which they feel, you know, this person's a completely different person and so loving, and they keep going back to the cycle over and over again. Like what do you think brings them back to a point like that?
You're talking about that cycle that women, it tends to be women, I guess it's men as well, but they're in an abusive relationship, and there are points at which that spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend is loving, but they're mostly, it's a toxic relationship. But why do they stay? And why do they, sometimes they leave part
ways.
And then
they return.
And they go back. Mm-hmm. Why is that? And I think, I think that's a complicated question. One of them is we all, to some degree, are afraid of change. And it's weird to say this, but as a person who grew up in a dysfunctional family with my siblings, our dysfunction was our dysfunction, and that was normal. And so while it was
normal dysfunction,
it was normal dysfunction.
It
was, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was, it may have made my friends uncomfortable when they came over to visit or whatever.
Sure.
But for me, it was old hat. It was that old shoe that I always put on. You know what I mean? It was just comfortable.
And you kind of look at, you know, if you take, And the theme of musical songs here, if we take heaven, you know, having a staircase to climb and hell having a highway to drive, you think of the value of, you know, numbers of people going each way. And I kind of look at climbing, you know, up to heaven as that staircase of, you know, each step there are different doors that all of us, you know, get off on, of different floors that maybe we don't ultimately want to be on, but we find our way off the staircase. And love is, you know, kind of what returns us to that, to climb higher again. And I think, you know, maybe those doors we open are kind of the different highways or avenues we could take to hell, per se. And even living, metaphorically speaking, what is hell here but the absence of logic and repeating those same cycles of brokenness over and over again?
Isn't that interesting that you just brought that up? Hell is one of those words everyone uses regardless of your background, like your belief system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some use it as a cuss word, but I mean, with some, they actually, the reference is an undesirable place that you're stuck in. Interesting thought. And love is such an incredible motivator, whether you're talking internally or externally. Like you talked about the people who are in a bad situation. And like I saw the guy who was in a desert and was 3 days without food and water and broke his leg and no one knew where he was, but he held on and climbed out because he thought of his spouse and didn't want her to have to live the rest of her life not knowing what happened to him. What a motivator. And the other side of that is sometimes we find the motivation ourselves. We borrow that love from others in a period where we're so broken and hurt and can't go on. And the people we love and value come back and say things to us that push us through to want to try and get up and succeed.
You know, C.S. Lewis has a pretty good quote that goes something along the lines of the value of, or that love is never wasted, for the value doesn't depend on reciprocity.
Ooh, you got to say that again.
I may have said it wrong. Maybe it's love is never wasted, for its value doesn't rest upon reciprocity.
Oh,
I'm not
goodness.
Sure if that's exactly how it goes, but along those lines, I may say it doesn't rest upon reciprocity.
How do you break that down? So I guess we're told, like, you know, love is 50-50, like, you know, each one giving, but that totally defies that. That's more like, no, you're giving without you're giving 100%.
Yep.
Never expecting the other to give anything.
And of course you're never going to give 100% because we're all imperfect beings.
Sure.
But you think of back to what I just said about opening those doors of hell from the inside. If you're always choosing love, that's how you're going to get out, because it doesn't need reciprocity from anyone else. If you're giving it, naturally you're going to receive it back in return.
It's just for the sake of love. You're just giving it with no expectation.
Correct. You don't expect to receive it, but you will receive it.
Right.
Because if you expect to receive it, you set expectations for how you will receive it versus
and when,
receiving
probably too,
it.
Right? And then you're disappointed and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, wow. That's a deep subject, man. That's like, I'm sorry, just that ball's bouncing all over the walls in there, you know? Wow, yeah. No, I think that love, what a gift love is. And I would love to hear, I would like to hear those who don't believe in God to explain to me in the evolutionary process, if you believe that, what is love? Where it comes
from? Where does it come?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's one of those things that in the end doesn't have to be. It's not necessary for life. It sure makes life more enjoyable, but these emotions that we have, you know, they had to evolve too.
Sure, and even people who don't believe, as you said earlier, we're all seeking love, and people who choose not to find love or to ignore the pursuit of it. I mean, look how broken and angry and bitter and people tend to be with, you know, lacking love.
Yeah, you shrivel up, right? You're like like a tree without water and nutrients. You just shrivel up and die without love. And it's not just that we're attracted to it. We absolutely need it.
Sure.
And again, it's one of those things physiologically with the evolutionary process. As you talk about cells coming together and developing in over time, becoming an amoeba to becoming a fish or whatever, where did love come into play? You know,
sure. I mean, I think, you know, just as the sun gives, you know, like those animals and plants the love they need to grow, I kind of think similarly the sun gives us the same, in the sense of Jesus gives us the love to blossom and do the same thing, and to pass it on and give it to others.
Well, it is, like I said, it's certainly a gift, and it's one of those things. Hey, don't take it for granted, and don't take the people in your life for granted. Don't assume, don't expect, don't make the mistake of believing that it will always be as it is today. And make sure you tell them you love them, you're thankful and grateful for their contribution they make to you on a daily basis in your life.
Amen. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.